It seems a bit odd to think about a urologist for women, so let's start with that. What is it that you do?
Female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery is a specialty of urology and gynecology where we specialize in reconstruction of the vagina. Issues to deal with urinary incontinence, pelvic organ prolapse, issues of overactive bladder, mesh complications, issues of the urethra.
Sounds like you work with a lot of older women. Is there a typical patient?
I see women of all ages that have overactive bladder that can affect women from their 20s up until they're older. Also, women that have pelvic organ prolapse is typically an issue for women that are older. However, many women in their 40s and 50s will also have these issues as well.
Okay, let's take a minute and talk about bladder issues and what can be done.
I take a stepwise approach for women that have overactive bladder. Start with a history and physical, go over all their medications, look at their lifestyle, how much water they're drinking, what they do for a living, what kind of liquids they're drinking, caffeine, alcohol, water, all these things play a part. I'll do a physical exam, see if their anatomy looks normal, make sure that there's no abnormalities in their anatomy, and then we'll make a plan together. Typically, we do conservative management first. With lifestyle modification, I'll send patients to pelvic floor physical therapy, and then often I'll combine this with a medication to help them get better control of their bladder. And then when these therapies fail, then we go on to more advanced therapies that I can offer patients.
What are some of the lifestyle changes that you suggest?
We live in a culture where drinking water is pushed, and that also just makes you urinate more. So the more you drink, the more you're going to have to go to the bathroom. So limiting fluids to a time of the day where it is more convenient, limiting the kind of fluids that you drink, these sorts of things can all help your bladder health and not have to be rushing to the bathroom all the time.
But you do have some other, let's say, novel approaches that really work, right?
Many of my patients come to see me when they've already taken medicines, they've tried the Kegels, they're decreasing their water intake, and they're still having issues where they can't get to the bathroom in time, they can't sit through a movie, they have leakage when they, you know, are rushing to the bathroom, they're wearing pads. So I often discuss different therapies with these patients or get referrals from their primaries. And there are three main choices for these women and men as well. One of them is tibial nerve stimulation, where we will target the tibial nerve out by your ankle because these nerves exit our spine next to the bladder nerves. So if we can help to modulate the tibial nerve, patients will have better frequency, decreased leakage episodes, and they'll have better control over their bladder. That's called posterior tibial nerve stimulation. And a lot of women, they feel like they're liberated because they don't have to take a medicine anymore, and it really can give back a lot of control. The downside of this is the time that you need to take out of your life to have it done. It requires 12, 30-minute sessions here in the office in order to get the full benefit of the therapy. And if it works, then we do maintenance monthly after that. And insurance does cover it. The other option is Botox. We inject Botox into your bladder. And that we do here in the office, just like going to the dentist. You come twice a year. We give you numbing medicine in your bladder. You sit there, you go on your iPhone, and you read a book for 20 minutes. And then I come in with a scope and inject small amounts of Botox into your bladder to allow your bladder to hold more urine and have less leakage episodes. Number three is we go right after the nerves themselves that come out of your low back that go right to the bladder. And that's called sacral neuromodulation. And we do a simple test here in the office to see if your bladder will respond to this kind of therapy. We send you home with a small pacemaker that helps to reprogram the wiring between your brain and your bladder. That way you get better control, you can get to the bathroom in time, have less frequency, less leakage. And if it works, when we bring you back and we do a small surgery to do an implant. We place the lead in your low back next to your bladder nerves, and then we implant a small pacemaker in your low butt, sort of like where a men's wallet would go. Under the skin, it's small, the same size as a small pacemaker, goes underneath the skin. And that lasts for 5 to 7 years.
This is a pretty common problem, isn't it?
Correct. Overactive bladder affects over 50 million Americans. Primarily women, mostly because of parity in childbirth. Being pregnant puts a lot of pressure on your pelvic floor. Those muscles have a lot of nerve endings that go through them, and they could be affected just by being pregnant.
Are all types of bladder leakage issues the same?
So some women leak when they can't get to the bathroom in time. They put their key in the door, and they just got to run to the bathroom, and if not, they're going to pee their pants. And then other types of incontinence is when you leak with cough, laughing, sneezing, when you cross your legs, you do that Kegel so you don't have an accident. There are two different kinds of incontinence.
I know some older women who say they experience issues where it almost feels as if body parts are falling out. What's that all about?
So that's often due to childbirth, different modes of delivery. Women that have had forceps deliveries or have had needed episiotomies, they're at more risk of having what we call prolapse. That's the fancy term for things dropping down out of their vagina, that uncomfortable feeling that you feel like you're sitting on something. And so when I see patients with that, I do an exam and explain to them what their anatomy is, what is dropping down, and then what sort of options we can do to address that.
But that means surgery, right?
Correct. Often, though, we will start with sending patients to physical therapy that can help them with the feeling that things have dropped. Some women also will be fitted for a pessary that can help to bring things on the inside. It's like a diaphragm that helps the organs stay inside the vagina. But oftentimes, patients do need surgery in order to fix their anatomy.
You've mentioned physical therapy, but I'm guessing this isn't the normal PT we're familiar with.
So I tell all my patients that when they see these physical therapists, it's not your typical neck pain, back pain physical therapy. They will be getting undressed from the waist down and seeing these physical therapists that are mostly women that will be doing different sorts of targeted exams and muscle strengthening in their pelvic floor. So it's a pelvic exam, and they'll feel the muscles in your vagina to see if you're doing the Kegels the right way.
Great. Thanks so much, Dr. Zehner.